Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
All right, well, I don't know as I'm being heard. Let me go back and find Young Lion one more time and see can we find him. Brother Titus. Yahweh bless you, Seed Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Well, I must have a little problem with my microphone, but I see you all good there, Brother Titus. I see you ready to go, so we're going to get something going on here. It'll be a few minutes late. Let me see if I can find out who else is going to be on stage for tonight's episode. Let's see another one of these young roaring lions to see where you be ready to go. Brother Micaiah, Tribe of Yacht God Judah, Yahweh be with you, see Roy.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. Oh, see Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I had a little microphone problem a little earlier, but WCC said, you all right? You just need to talk in the microphone because we're going to catch you in something tonight. Hallelujah. Well, one thing about, you know, the young lions ready to go, so we're going to do the best we can. So they ready to go. Fox KL been lit. The curtain hell went up. So let's find out about Mother Eve. Mother Eve, you be on stage for take number 146. Mother Eve, Yahweh beat you that scene right here.
Mother Eve going to inform me that she's running a few minutes late, but she's going to be getting ready to call in a few minutes.
Hallelujah. All right, fair enough. All right, so we got the young lions ready to go. They're ready to roar. So, Brother Micaiah, look at that Matthew chapter. Well, here, our elder, he finally came in. So let me just hold up and let the elder get in here. And we just come after the elder's lead. So let's see if the elder got on the agenda for take number 146. Elder Satil, Yahweh be to that scene right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, see Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, we were just about getting ready to get going. We knew you was entertaining and some dust there, Yahweh, so we going to get something going on. But since you're here, the fox tail had been lit, the curtain had went up, so the floor is yours. And Errol, take your time and let me read a couple of memos. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel. And thank you for inviting me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And I always say that's a good thing because we know that when we're doing Yahweh, we're on a road to righteousness because we have so many people out there doing other things. I had someone call me just the other day and ask me, all the tips. Do you know about a certain situation in the Bible? I had to think about what they were saying because it was all out of context. Actually, it was from another Bible. So when you stick with the King James Bible, you are ensured to go the correct way to get to Yahweh because there's so many areas that you can get misled in by going other routes. You have to remember, we're warned about that in 2 Esther, chapter 7, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, the entrance, therefore, is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there's fire on the right hand and deep water on the left. 8, and only one path between them both, even between the fire and the water so small, there could only but one man go there at once. We like to bring everybody to that narrow gate, because that's the straight way to righteousness, as it tells us in Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14. 13 says, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leads unto life, few there be that find it. Well, we want all of our listeners to find it. We want them to enter that narrow gate, enter righteousness, because we know we all came to hear things that most of us hear, and some listening, they never understand. But Yahweh's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible through proper teaching, because some looking can never find. And these are the misinforms. They can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we have to be aware by knowing the Bible scriptures and the Bible precepts that we're often taught. We're given the knowledge to know that those out there that camouflage their evil and mostly confused teachings along with overly loud bump the gums contest for their way of righteous learning. Even trying to turn the Bible scriptures around as verbal weapons against us, of us that know. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's Mastery. Welcome to your life and coming to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible and first and foremost about Yahweh's Word. We've been often asked about this. How can you guys get this much information about Yahuwah out of this one book? It comes from connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and much more information we get from this one book. We give you all this because you have not. This is information you came to seek, and now you have to look no further. You have now found it, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada, will open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath, the current time is 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until our temple members desire to leave. You know, we even have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Or any other device, you possibly might see menus. But after clicking in, so again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. And that's right. We've been asked about that too, come into his courts. That doesn't mean we go up, up, and away and bring the offerings. Come into his courts means the temple where we learn the righteous learning. On this note, a man questioned me, a man of wisdom. He says, Elder Tibbs, do you know really what tithes, offerings, and alms means? I replied, yes. He said, let me give you some verses to go along with that. I said, okay. He gave me the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and he read verses 1 through 4. He says, verse 1, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. 2, therefore, when I doeth alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue, churches, or in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. 3, but when I doeth alms, let not the left hand know what the right hand doeth. 4, thine alms in secret, and seen by secret in thy Father, he shall reward thee openly. After going through that, I learned quite a bit. Sometimes you think you know, and you really don't. Because when you learn from a teacher usually gives wise counsel. And those of us that listen to wise counsel, we gain what we have known as a righteous understanding. Well, this is why we always say, remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. And that's mentioned again in Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep our ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, which is very well needed with the lack of biblical knowledge that exists today. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. We even have a calendar. That calendar will help keep you and your family and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is only available during live broadcast time. Just enter 3 words to get there, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have 2 email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These both are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is 319. 527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you might have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And also in calling this number, please do not call trying to teach. You will not receive a response, just a dial tone. You have to remember what it says in Sirach chapter 6, verse 6. It says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless, but have one counselor over 1,000. Also, by calling the same number, you can inquire about our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Another note we'd like to mention. Please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you very well know, he's pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos during our program, as most of us have seen. And even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international number of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you're trying to teach, you will only hear a dial tone. Remember, we are the children of Yahuwah. We are the blessed peacemakers, as I mentioned in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. This program time is repeated after 10:30. Just enter Yahuwah Radio Live and look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Another note, during our normal broadcast, you'll find we're also transmitting on Paltalk. On Paltalk, we're listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Once again, you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on the table topics we had during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel. He'll be writing as Shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking more comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that Broad Talk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when you are given the scriptures to speak, remember we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah and not that of confusion, as we are reminded in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, for Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches or covenants of the saints. Because when we're doing this, we actually keep the scriptures in mind. But when you find those trying to win the bump the gums contest, they miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto them. So we'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Yahuwah, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Catch you on your bottom final. That was excellent on your part right there. That's good. I was trying to piggyback a couple of things that you were saying because we got to be clear about some stuff. I'm writing stuff down as I Yes, I'm writing some stuff down right now. Okay, good enough. All right, good enough. So we want to piggyback on a couple of statements that was made that the elder just got through making because we got to be aware of a lot of things and we're going to get to the topic. So, Brother Micaiah, what did Matthew chapter 10, verse 19, what that say that we can read? Brother Micaiah? What do it say that we can read there? Young Lion, Brother Micaiah. What do it say that we can read in Luke 10:19 that we can read?
the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 19. Verse 19 reads, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak."
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like I said again, you know, I believe my strength is taking notes. I love to hear some, especially when wise individuals are speaking, I love to take notes on some wise stuff. So Elder made some pretty good points earlier. And 12, verse 12, give me another double dose there. Give me some of that Luke 12:12 too there, Brother Micaiah.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Mm-hmm. We left a lot of good stuff on the table out because time did run out. But we have to lay some things, but I want to piggyback on what the elder was on a minute ago. Because, see, one thing about it, we try to forget what this book is saying, that this man got an order on everything. In Nehemiah chapter, or Titus, in Nehemiah, let's see what we can get going. In Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 14 says what?
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 14 reads, "And made it known unto them your righteous acts, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and Torah instructions by the hand of Moses, your servant."
Mm-hmm. So what? Our job is to let them know that you have to make sure you clear that you have to know about the righteous Sabbath day and his precepts. You have to know that. See, our job is to make sure you know that, and it's up to you whether you apply it or not. Let's go to 2 Ezra. 2 Ezra, by Titus, let's go to 2 Ezra 3. And we'll look at verse 31 down to verse 36. Let's see what we can read.
We're going to the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 3. 2 Ezra, chapter 3, verse 31. All the way to verse 36 reads. 2 Ezra, chapter 3, verse 31 reads, "I do not remember how this way may be left. Are they then of Babylon, better than they of Yadaju?" Verse 32, "Or is there any other people that know you besides Israel? Or what generations have so believed your covenant as Israel?" Verse 33, "And yet their reward appeared not, and their labor had no fruit. For I have gone here and there through the nation, and I have seen that they flow in wealth, and think not upon your Torah instruction." Verse 34, "Wait you therefore, our wickedness now in the balance, and there's also that dwell in the world. And so shall your name nowhere be found but in Israel." Verse 35, "And where was it that they which dwell upon the earth have not sinned in your sight? Or what people have so kept your Torah instruction?" Verse 36, "You shall find that Israel by name have kept your precepts, but not to the nation."
So, and not the nation. Let's go to 2 Ezra 16, verse 70 down to verse 76 there, Brother Titus. And but,
yes, sir.
Yeah, what it says in the 2 Ezra 16, verse 70 down to verse number 76.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 16, verse 70 to 76. 2 Ezra chapter 16, verse 70 reads, "But there should be in every place, and the next east, a great insurrection upon those that fear Yahweh." Verse 71, "There should be like mad men, sparing none, but still spoiling and destroying those that fear Yahuwah. Verse 72, for they shall wait and take away their goods and cast them out of their house. Verse 73, then shall they be known who are many chosen, and they should be tried as gold in the fire. Verse 74, hear ye, my beloved, said Yahuwah, behold, the days of trouble are at hand, but I will deliver you from the same. Verse 75, be not afraid, neither doubt, for Yahuwah is your God. Verse 76 reads, and the God of them that keep my Torah instructions and precepts, said Yahuwah, let not your sins weigh you down, and let not your sins lift up themselves.
Verse 76. Go ahead.
Oh, that was verse 76. That was the last verse, 76.
Yeah, but back to 73 again.
Second Ezra chapter 16, verse 73. There should they be known who are my chosen, and they should be tried as gold in the fire.
So he's saying his chosen is going to be what again, young man? What they going to be? He said one that's chosen, they're going to be what that we can read, young man?
And they should be tried as gold in the fire.
Yeah, so there you go right there. That's what. Now, there you go right there. That's the part right there that the Hebrew Jesus come in. See, that's the part. We love all the rest of the part, but the part right here, if you come to serve Yahuwah, what it say in verse 73 again?
Second Ezra chapter 16, verse 73. There should they be known who are my chosen, and they should be tried as gold in the fire.
You're going to be tried as gold in the fire. So when you turn to some Yahuwah, well, I won't do me some Yahuwah, but I understand you will be tried as gold in the fire. Get that in mind. And you're going to be tried by who, Brother Micaiah? And the book of Maccabees, first book of Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 11, who are you going to be tried by that we can read? First Maccabees 1:11 down to verse 15. 1:11 to 15, Brother Micaiah, what does it say that we can read?
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 11 down to 15. Verse 11 reads, in those days went there out Israel, wicked men, who persuaded many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with that are round about us. For since we departed from them, we have had much sorrow. Verse 12. So this device pleased them well. 13. Then certain of the people were so forward herein that they went to the king, who gave them license to do after the ordinances of the heathen. 14. Whereupon they built a place of exercise at Jerusalem, according to the customs of the heathen. 15. And made themselves uncircumcised, and forsook the righteous covenant, and joined themselves to the heathen, and were sold to do mischief.
Mm-hmm. So you see what it is? So and so that's what. So you got to be clear on what to look for when a person comes before you. Brother Micaiah, what do he say in Proverbs 28, verse 9? See, when you become wicked, you know, wicked Israelites, then they have a lot to say, and they're not a covenant keeper. What do Proverbs 28, verse 9 say?
Look at Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, He that turned away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination.
So you see, Once you're not a covenant keeper, so when you got a something to say about Yahweh, you're not keeping the covenant, your prayers are what?
Abomination.
To who? To who?
He said to Yahweh.
Oh, so it's abomination to who again, Brother Micaiah?
Yahweh.
So it's abomination to Yahweh. So your prayers is abomination to him. Uh-huh. So when we see you're not keeping the covenant, anytime you put Yahweh's name in your mouth, it's a what to him, Brother Micaiah, according to 28 verse 9?
Abomination.
To who?
To Yahweh.
Let's precept that to St. John 9:31. Then we just want to put that on paper. Now we can get on to the lesson. So we have to piggyback on the hill to what he was on, and that was a good thing. So see, we have to make sure that you're about this right here, and we got to do everything we can to see what you're working with. Cause you got to be about this right here. And we'll know when you're about this when you reflect what the Bible said, then we know you're about this. But if you ain't reflect what the Bible saying, we know you ain't about this.
Mm.
St. John 9:31 says what?
The book of St. John chapter 9, verse 31. 31 reads, now we know that Yahweh hear not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of Yahweh, and do his will, him he hears.
So what is his will? What is his will that we can read that, Brother Micaiah? That's a big statement. What is his will? Let's go to Psalm 40, verse 8. What's his will? What is his will? Let's see if we can read about some wills in 40, verse 8. What does it say?
The book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8 reads, I delight to do your will, O my Yahweh, yet your law is within my mind.
So Yahweh's will is you keeping his Torah instruction. So that is his will. And how long do his will is on the clock in Isaiah 40, verse 8, Brother Micaiah?
Book of Isaiah. Chapter 40, verse 8 reads, the grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our Yahweh shall stand forever.
Mm-hmm. And 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 down to verse 8, and then we got a little memo saying, Mother E is ready to come on stage, so we'll bring Mother E in behind this. So let's see what he says in 2:3 down to verse 8, because he, remember, but they ever laid it out in grand style what's on the table. So we have to make sure when we're talking, you look at the book, look back at the individual, and the Bible tell the whole story whether you speak on it or not. So in 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 down to verse 8, help me out there, young lion, you on the clock, come on.
Look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 down to verse 8. Verse 3 reads, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his Torah instructions. Verse 4, he that said, I know him and keep not his Torah instructions is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Verse 5, but whoso keeps his word, in him truly the love of Yahweh perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Verse 6, he that said he abide in him himself also to walk even as he walked. Verse 7, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Verse 8, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which saying is true, in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shines.
Mm-hmm. So the true light will shine. All you have to know how to get to them verses in time. Now, let's go back and look at a word, and then we're going to bring Mother in. Look at the word on the Compact Bible Dictionary. I want to look at this word called Gentile. Now, we touched on it pretty good yesterday, but we want to kind of touch on it a little bit more and add a little bit more to it, this word Gentile. Because this word right here will keep us stumbling around all day long, Gentile. Let's see what it says about the word Gentile in the Compact Bible Dictionary, page 207. Can you help me out, young line of Brother Micaiah? Let's talk about the word called Gentile that we can read.
Okay, the word Gentile in the Compact Bible Dictionary on page 195. Gentiles. Usually it means a non-Israelite people.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. Separation between the Jew and Gentiles became more strict until the New Testament.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on now, young man. I need to hear it. Let me look at this Compact Bible. This year, you can grab it. What I was looking to hear be said right off the top is the Gentile. Let's see how someone is here. Right off the top, on this good Gentile, it says, usually meant, like you just said, means a non-Israelite. But Gentile, right off the top, I don't know if you all been cut off, it says Gentile, the definition means nation or people. So you got to find out what nation, what people. That just cut right to the matter of fact, Brother Titus, read that and see exactly what it says there, Brother Titus, when you just get right down to it, Brother Titus, what it say? Gentile. 195, what it say?
Okay, this is I'm reading out of the John of Vaughan's Compact Bible Dictionary, page 195. Okay, Gentile, nation, people. Usually it means a non-Israelite people.
That was a usually mean. Usually mean a non-Israelite people. But the number one hit, the word Gentile, it comes from a word means nation.
Mm-hmm.
Nation. So that's the number one hit, nation. Now, that's what I wanted. That's the number one thing. When you see the word Gentile, it means nation. Now we have to find out what nation we're talking about in that case. All right, so to do that, we're going to find out the root of this thing. Hey, Mother E, let's bring Mother E in on stage for the nice episode part number 146. Now, Mother E coming on stage to get in the microphone, too. So, Mother E, tribal Yadadad Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp One. Mother E, Yahweh bless you, Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahweh there, Mother E. Now, Mother E, we know Mother E will be here at the desk getting prepared to address this national audience a little bit later. So we'll deal with that a little bit later. But I wanna go to Genesis chapter 10 there, Mother E. I wanna see something what we can read. The foundation of things, and we must have this down pat. In Genesis chapter 10, verse 2, 4, and 5, can you help those say out, Mother, what it says in Genesis chapter 10, verse 2, 4, and 5?
Genesis chapter 10, verses 2, 4, and 5. Genesis chapter 10, verse 2. Sponsor Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Magad, Javan, Tubal, and
Ten. Now you young lines. Now when you y'all jumping that old ship, he be ran back up on the blue light. Now in 10:2, It says 10:2. Sons of Japheth, Gomer, Madar, Medad, and Tyrus. That's Tyrus the end. Okay. All right, good. Skip down to verse 4. What it says in 4 there, mother? Verse 4.
Verse 4. The sons of Japheth.
Uh-huh.
And Tarshish.
Yeah.
Hit them. Do the now.
All right. Okay, good. All right. Thank you, young lion. And verse 5 says what? Now let's see what you say about. Uh-huh.
Verse 5. Now these were the tribes of the Gentiles divided in their land. Is everyone after he is come, after their family and their nation.
Okay. So we found out the word Gentile is pointing towards the sons of Jacob. That's a lot of big camps teach right here. They'll teach right here, Gentile only means the sons of Japheth. They are the Gentile. Wait a minute. Well, what makes Japheth so different between any other of his sons? That is anything different about Japheth or Mother Eve? And Genesis 5 and 10:32, I mean 5:32. What do we say? It seems anything different about Japheth than Ham or Shem. Is anything different about them? What it says in 5:32 of Genesis?
Book of Genesis, chapter 5:32. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Sam, Ham, and Japheth.
Oh, so Noah had all three of the boys. So right there, I don't see no difference between Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Maybe 16 got something. Mother, maybe 16 can got a little different in. Let's see what 16 say. Genesis 6:10. Got to be something different that you just point out. Japheth is a Gentile. Let's find out something already. Remember we read last night showing you these words didn't exist. So every time you see the word, it really means nation. You know, it didn't even exist in the early manuscripts until, so but we're going to entertain that. So you got to have last night lesson to tie that in. What do 6:10 say?
Genesis chapter 6:10. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
I don't see no difference between Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Noah had all three of the boys. So in 9:18-20 says what? What it says in 9:18-20, Mother Eve? 9:18-20 of Genesis.
Genesis chapter 9:18-20.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis chapter 9:18. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. Verse 20. And Noah began to be an husband, and he planted a vineyard.
Good. All right, go to Genesis 10, verse 6 and 20. So it's no different between if you call him one a Gentile, or do this word mean something else besides nation, making you a Gentile? I don't know. We'll find out later. Let's go to Genesis chapter 10 there, Mother, 6:20. Let's see about this guy called the second son, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So Japheth is the youngest son. Ham is the middle boy. Shem is the oldest. What it says in 10, verse 6 and 20?
Genesis chapter 10, verse 6 and verse 20. And the sons of Ham Cush, Nimrod,
Nazarene,
Cush, and Canaan. Verse 20. These are the sons of Ham, after their family, after their tongue, in their country, and in their nation.
Oh, these are the family of nations of Ham, huh? Okay, good. Let's get one more in there, Mother. Go to Genesis 10, verse 21. Then skip down to 31 and 32. So we found out that he don't give between these three boys, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So if you call them one Gentile, you call them all Gentiles, unless his word is a trap word for something else. We might find out a little bit later, because we know the word didn't exist in the original manuscript. The word Gentile didn't even exist. So we'll find out as we unfold. Let's look at Genesis 10, Mother, 21, and skip down 31 and 32.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 21. Unto Shem also, the father of all the children of Israel, the brother of Japheth, the elder, even to him were children born. Verse 31. These are the sons of Shem, after their family, after their tongue, and their land, after their nation. Verse 32. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generation, and their nation. And by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood.
So these three boys all became the same race of people, three different nations, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, but they all had their family of nations. So the word Gentile have to mean something else. It means nation, but what nation? So the word Gentile is a trap word, but you got to be able to catch it. Now, you're online, Brother Titus. Let's find out something. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. Let's find out something that we can read. Yeah. Isaiah 9, 1 and 2.
All right, we're going to the book of Isaiah to see it. Chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. Isaiah to see it, chapter 9, verse 1 reads, nevertheless, the dearness should not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, young Jordan and Galilee of the nation. Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon death has a light shine.
Who he says in verse 1 is that dwells in a shadow of death, and what did he call him in verse 1 again? What did Isaiah the seer call him?
Isaiah, the seer, chapter 9, verse 1. Nevertheless, the dearness should not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, young Jordan, and Galilee of the nation.
Well, that was the seer said. And what do they say about if the seer make a statement there, Brother Titus? Let's see what he says in Luke 24. If the seer make a statement, let's see what he said out of his own mouth. If the seer called Zebulun and Naphtali beyond Jordan, what did he say? Beyond Galilee of the nation. If the seer says that, What do Yahweh say behind that? See, that, see now you need to find what do Yahweh say behind that. See, now, it's time to find out what do Yahweh say. See, that's the key. That's the game changer.
Mm-hmm.
What do Yahweh say? What he say, that we can read in verse number 24, 25 of Luke. What did Yahweh say?
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 24 to 25. Luke chapter 24, verse 24, read.
No, 25. Hold on there, young man. I know you're starting line. Just hold on a second. Let's sit up real good. Luke 24, verse 25. What did it say? Take your time there, young man.
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 25 reads, and he said unto them, O fools, and slow of mind, to believe all that the seers have spoken.
So the seer says, when you talk about Zebulun and Naphtali, he said they are the nations. Now, if somebody go against that, what the seer said, what did the Almighty that created heaven and earth, what do he call you if you come up another way?
Fools.
Okay. Fools. Because you just did what? St. John 10:1.
Go on to the beloved John chapter 10, verse 1 read. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that is not by the door to the sheepfold, but climbing up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber.
Oh. So, the seer says, when you talk about, but who is this that we can read? Let's see. Naphtali and Zebulun. Who is this we can read in 2 Kings 15:29? Let's see if we get a precept out of that. Because remember, see, here's the point. Once we start following the order of the Bible, we don't know what to believe. We're all over the place. Like one of the brothers said, yeah, the name ain't this. And this. I know it's the four letters, YHWH, but, you know. But understand something. The Bible tell you, what did the seer say? You is in out of order to not to believe that. Because all you got to say this, well, I follow the book. I believe what the seer says. So it was wrong. I believe it. He said, okay, yeah, that's why we take care of him if he's wrong. But you want to get out a benefit of thought. Stop being all over the place. What did the seer say? According to Yahweh, if you don't believe what the seer said, he call you a what?
Oh.
To not believe what? In verse 20, Luke 24, 25. Read that, Brother Micaiah. What do it say that he call you a fool about? Brother Micaiah, 24, 25. Brother Micaiah. Seer, I feel like nuking Micaiah for some reason. Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Turn his microphone back on. Okay. We'll let you know you watch yourself, Seer. We'll turn his microphone back on. Okay. Brother Micaiah, in the 24th chapter, verse 25, can you help me out? What is the instructions here? What is the instruction here? Because the elder made a profound statement earlier, but the man that made the heaven and earth, he got specific. See, once you follow what's been anointed to follow, if it go wrong, it ain't on you. See, that's the point. You ain't got to be saying, well, Father, anointed leadership, it ain't on you. That's the point he's trying to tell you. Look what he says in 24, 25 of Luke. Brother Makai, what did he say?
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 25 reads, "Then he said unto them, O fool, and slow of mind, to believe all that the seers have spoken."
Hey, how much do you folks believe that the seers have spoken, according to verse 25? By the mouth or the water made heaven and earth?
All that the seers have spoken.
You reading that, right?
All. A-L-L.
Okay, so what do Titus 1 verse 2 say?
Okay. Going over to the book of Titus. Flying over to the book of Titus. Chapter 1. We'll pick it up at verse 2. Book of Titus. Chapter 1, verse 2 reads, "In hope of eternal life, with Yahweh, that cannot lie, promised before the world began."
Mm-hmm. So, listen on accounts. When you know that kind of information, so when you see that word, after you got the basic of it, all you got to do is put the right word there and keep it moving. Not if they mess around and squeal, say, "Oh, no, I don't see that." Then you go drop the mother load on them. But when you see this word Gentile, according to the seer, what that word means? I can't get no answer, young lion. When you see the word Gentile, what do the word mean?
Bottom line.
So then we got to find out what nation we're talking about. So that was the word mean. See, now we clear the seer said, when you see the word pertain to Naphtali, Zebulun, it means, but who is Naphtali and Zebulun beyond Galilee of the nation? Who is these folks? So now you precept your Bible. Go to 2 Kings 15:29 and find out, well, who is this? Remember, the Bible has all the answers. You got to put the proper word there, and when they squeal, then you drop the mother load on them. Then you back up and take care of business. But remember, he told you in last night lesson, Numbers 15:15, 16:29. You can't follow them, they gotta follow you. So now the seer say that word Gentile ain't about a trap word for nation. And we brought the origin of it, then you know it was no difference between Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Both had the same father, same mother, same everything. So that is a trap word, and if you follow that word Gentile, knowing that in last night lesson show you plainly that word was not in no manuscript period. So that's from the other nation, imagination, to trap you up, to go against what Yahweh just said. You can't follow that. You can't just compromise with no more what the seers of that word means. It means nation. It's a trap word. It means nation. Now you got to find out what nation we were talking about by going to 2 Kings 15:29. So all you got to do is act like you don't see the word. Same way you do the word Lord God and Jesus. You have no problem saying that. You just say Yahweh, keep it moving. And if they squeal on Lord God and Jesus, then you take care of business. They say, "Well, I see Lord God and Jesus." Okay, good, buddy. But let me pull a rabbit out of here behind that. But now I'm gonna go into this book. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna see something in this book. Now Warren was able to just really just step it out. I know he's talking out of slack behind it. We don't see what he says. The Holy Bible, Old and New Testament, Authorized King James Version, translated out of original tongue with previous translation, diligently compared and revised. Thomas Nelson Bible, a division of Thomas Nelson Incorporation. You got www.thomasnelson.com. Okay. So Thomas Nelson stepped out. He stepped out and tie some stuff up. Let's see what Thomas Nelson did. We go on to the book of Exodus, chapter 6. Let's see what Thomas Nelson got in his book right here called the King James Bible in Exodus chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. We're going to see what Thomas Nelson got written. Exodus chapter 6, verse number 2 and 3. Let's see what it reads. Let's see what Thomas Nelson got written in here. What did he step out and do? He says, 6:2, and God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. More correctly in Semitic, YHWH. Take that down. Let's see, you get a second witness. Verse 3. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah, I was not known to them. More correctly, in the Semitic tongue, YHWH. See that? So he stepped out and put it right in the book. When you get to hollering, Lord, God, Jesus, Jehovah, Allah, Buddha, the correct word is YHWH. That's in Exodus chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. You got your two witnesses, and Thomas Nelson stepped out there. So if you're going to get a Bible, make sure that Thomas Nelson that says this, then when they get stuck in the mouth with the Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha, you tell them to go 6th chapter, verse 2 and 3. And when you get through all of them pagan words, in the original, it read YHWH. Yeah, that's it. YHWH. Didn't it tell you about YHWH, Brother Mackay in 3:15? It makes it plain. What did it tell you in Exodus 3:15 about this YHWH name? Exodus 3:15.
The book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 15. 15 reads, and Yahweh said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, the Yahweh of your fathers, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, the Yahweh of Israel, hath sent me unto you. This is my name, for this is my memorial unto all generations.
So we try to tell the young man, listen, don't wrestle with the name, because the name is the four letters. For how long now, Brother Mackay?
Forever.
Forever. So then we go see what the seer said. Then the key to it, we go see what the seer said in 4:2, verse 8. Quote, anytime you go get what the seer said, he said you're a fool. That's what he said. What did the seer say about this name in 4:2, verse 8? Of Isaiah.
I know it's in the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, I am Yahweh, is my name, and my honor will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images.
So you see, so if you want to call them Yah or them long words y'all come up with, listen, Yah the order. The seal say you're out of order. Any other name besides the, how many letters is that in 4:2, verse 8?
Four letters. YHWH.
That's Yahweh. The end of it. The seal says the end of it. And what did Amos pull at from that verse, and this one was told to Amos in 3, verse 7. What did he say there, Brother Mackay?
On over to the book of Amos. Chapter 3, verse 7. The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7 reads, surely the Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the seers.
See? So that's plain. So now let's go back to Brother Titus again and find out about who is this Naphtali, Zebulun, beyond Jordan, a Galilee of the nation. Who are they? by precept in your Bible. See, remember we read earlier about the precepts about eternity. If you're not precepting, see, you're going to stay in arguments. You're going to try to win a bubble gum contest. But no. You know what's supposed to be there, and you can't follow them. You can't come up with their definition of what this word means. Their definition don't count, according to the seer. Their definition don't count. We're supposed to go there and see the word Gentile. It means a nation. Now, what nation it is, we'll find out. 2 Kings 15:29. What does it say there about Titus?
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 15, verse 29, read, in the days of Pekah, king of Israel, came to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and took Ijon and Ebed-Bethmaachah, and Genoa, and Kadesh, and Hazar, and Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and carried them captive to Assyria.
So what he called the peoples of Galilee, according to that, what did he call the peoples of Galilee? What did the seer call the peoples of Galilee in 1529, young line, above title? What he called them, one that was over in Galilee?
Yeah, it was Israel. Galilee.
But you're saying like you saying as a question. You didn't boldly bring it out. You didn't boldly take care of no business. You playing around.
Okay.
You can't be in. No time to be fumbling all around. Listen, there it is right there. So Zebulun, Naphtali, Galilee of the nation, he's talking about who? In verse 20, that went into captivity. Who went into captivity?
Zebulun and Naphtali.
Yeah, but who was them? According to 15:29. A little bit loud.
Israel.
That's who they is. So them Gentiles you're talking about, that's Israel. See, that's Israel. So Naphtali and Zebulun is from the Israel nation. They from the nation of Israel. That's who they from. The nation of Israel. That old word, it don't even exist. So now, we're going to see how the young lion deal with this right here. Let's see how will he deal with this in Matthew chapter 2, verse 6. But Titus, what is that we can read? Yes, sir. 2, verse 6, what does it say?
The book of Matthew chapter 2, verse 6 reads, and you, Bethlehem, in the land of Yada, are not the least among the princes of Yada, while you should come a governor that should rule my people Israel.
Read that again.
The book of Matthew chapter 2, verse 6. You, Bethlehem, in the land of Yada, are not the least among the princes of Yada, while you should come a governor that should rule my people Israel.
So when he came to rule what people?
Israel.
Good. So Israel, that's what he came to rule. Now we go to Matthew chapter 4, and we're gonna see how you deal with this. And remember, the mother's got a good ear on you right now. And we see Mother D up Israel. She ready to come on stage. And she going to be listening real carefully at you, young lion. Let's see how you deal with this right here. Same way you're supposed to deal with the word Lord, God, and Jesus. Same way. You don't see it. Let's see how you deal with this right here in Matthew chapter 4, verse 12 through 17. With all that we're going to lay on the table, let's see how you deal with Matthew chapter 4, 12 down to 17. Come on.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 12 down to verse 17. Now when Yahweh the Son had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed to Galilee. Verse 13. And leaving Nazareth, He came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. Verse 14, that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the seer, by Isaiah the seer, saying, verse 15, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the nation of Israel.
Excellent. I like that. See, that's what I like. I like when you deliver the knockout blow. You want to make those seer happy, just deliver the knockout blow. That's it. That's it. There you go right there. You got to, if they squeal about what you just said, you got the scripture to bag it up. Bagging up is cool. Isaiah talked about the nation, and the seers over here in 2 Kings talked about it with Israel. So if they squeal, then you just go back in there and just show them you know what you're talking about. See, that's what we're talking about, mixing on the camp. Deliver the knockout blow. Don't see him get easy. Be happy when you hear the knockout blow is delivered. What about in verse 16 and 17?
Verse 16 and verse 17. Book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region, in the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Verse 17. From that time, now by the Son began to teach and to say, prepare, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
But they said, what they said in verse 14?
Verse 14, book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 14, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the seer.
Ain't that something? So you mean when we read 9-1, all Yahweh the Son is doing is quoting 9-1. He talked about a people that's called a nation that sit up in darkness, all that kind of stuff. So all Yahweh the Son was doing was quoting 9-1. Let's read 9-1 one more time. See, it tell you what to believe. Why don't you believe the seer? He said that, you see what Yahweh the Son just quoted? He quoted Isaiah the seer out of 9-1 and 2. So if he quoted, why can't you quote that in the mind? Read 9-1-2 one more time. What it say?
Book of Isaiah the seer, chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. Nevertheless, the dearness should not be such as was in their vexation, but at the first, he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, and Galilee of the nation.
Next verse.
Verse 2. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined.
So what he says in 24, 25 of Luke, young man, by Titus, what do you say? Luke 24, 25, what do you say?
Going to the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 25. Luke chapter 24, verse 25. And he said unto them, O fools, slow of mind to believe all that the seers have spoken.
How much you supposed to believe what the seers have spoken?
Oh.
What it says in Acts 15:15.
Go to the book Acts, chapter 15, verse 15. Acts chapter 15, verse 15. And to disagree the words of the seers, as it is written.
That's how you take care of business. That's it. All righty. So let's see if we come back to the stage, Buddy, and see if we find Mother Dear of Israel. Because Mother Dear of Israel, she's on stage now. So, hey, see, I'm on stage. Okay. Let's see if we find Mother Dear of Israel. Meet the mothers out of camp, one with a loud voice, she say, Mother Dear of Israel. Child of Yahweh God Judah. Yahweh be there, see right here.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of Seroah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Did you hear them young lion doing a little roaring up, Mother dear Israel?
Yeah, I'm listening.
You listen?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. What are we talking about? This ain't no cameo. This been laid on table time ago. See, this ain't no cameo. So we already know. We listen real carefully. And the Mother said, wait. Let's hear some more out them young lions. All right, Mo, dear Israel. So now we clear about all this good talk now. See, if people, they stumble at a lot of things because they be out of order. Now, Mo, in the book of St. John chapter 4, Mo, dear Israel, there was a profound statement that was written in the fourth chapter. And Yahweh set it up real nice in the fourth chapter. Let's see how he set it up. Because he had made a statement prior to that, but we ain't worried about the statement he made. But we're going to take a look at, in the fourth chapter, something he said that we can read. In St. John chapter 4, he says what? In verse number 6. And we'll take it down to verse 10. Let's see what's going on. St. John chapter 4, verse 6 down to 10, Mother D.F. Israel, you on the clock, come on.
St. John chapter 4, verse 6 through 10. Now Israel well was there. Yahweh the Son, therefore, being weaned, what is that, worn?
Weary. Yeah, he was weary. He was a little weary. What that word they got there, I don't know. I ain't looking at nothing, but I think it's weary, isn't it?
Weary.
That's good enough.
With his journey.
Mm-hmm.
Set thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Verse 7. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Yahweh the Son said unto her, give me to drink. Verse 8. For his disciples, followers, were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Verse 9. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me? Which
now hold that part. Yeah, go ahead. Hold that part with that, Mother. Good. Excellent. He said, now, how is that you, being a Jew, and you ask
a drink.
Let's back up a minute, Mother, to 2 Kings 15. Let's see if we find out something on the way to find out something. We're going to find out something on the way to find out something. We're going to 2 Kings chapter 15 now, Mother, D up Israel. And we're going to see something. And maybe we'll approach this the same way we approach the Lord God and Jesus after we lay a little foundation. Let's take a look at something here. And let's look at something here in 15 verse 1. 2 Kings 15 verse 1. Let's just look at something here, 15 verse 1.
2 Kings chapter 15 verse 1. And the 20th and 7th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, began. Hezekiah, son of Ammoniah, king of Judah, to reign.
King of who? King of Judah, right?
King of Judah.
King of Judah, right? Good.
Yeah.
King of Judah. All right. Let's go to the 15th chapter. 15. Go to the 15th chapter, and we look at verse number 32.
We're in 15.
Okay, well, skip down to verse 32. Skip down to verse 32.
Skip down to what?
32. 32 and 37.
Okay. 2 Kings 15, verses 32 and verse 37.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 32. In the second year of Shechem, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, began Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, to reign.
Okay, King of Yagdah. Okay, Judah, to reign, right? Good. So far we're hearing about Judah, right? Yagdah.
Yeah.
Good, right? Verse 37.
Right. Verse 37. In those days, Yahweh began to sin against Judah, risen the king of Syria.
So Yahweh started sending somebody against Judah, right? And he's sending reason against him, right? Good.
Yeah.
Verse 16:1.
Verse 2 Kings 16, verse 1. In the 17th year of Pekahiah, the son of Remaliah, Hezra, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign.
So we keep on hearing about reason. Yahweh sent reason down to jump Judah and all that kind of stuff. So Yahweh, Yahweh say, I'm gonna send reason down to jump old Judah. So far we see reason was to jump old Judah. Is that what we're reading?
Yes.
Okay. What do it says in 16 verse 9? Let's see now. Reason, get ready. Now here go reason. He getting ready to do some jumping now. Let's see what he do in verse 6. 16:6. Let's see what he do.
Okay.
16 verse 6.
16 verse 6. At that time, Rezin, king of Syria, recovered to Syria and drave the Jews.
So that word Jew means what?
Yagdah.
That's the bottom line. So when you was over there in that book, when we were reading about we have no dealings, that with that word for been read there. Because that word is a trap word for Judah. Then it's read there. That's the first kind of word ever put in this English Bible, the Jew. And what did it replace? Judah. Same thing we're reading on the right side of the book. The woman of Samaria looked at Yahweh the son, and called, said, you from Judah. And they got no word there the same way they got there. So what we got to do, just like we ignore Lord God and Jesus, we got to ignore that word because we know what it means. And when they say, no, that means Jew. But you got to have these verses to show you that word replace. Now, if you can't find this, you might as well go with the flow. Then when you go with the flow, that means you violating Yahweh's rule. We told you in Numbers 15:15, 16:29, as you are, so shall strangers be. So you can't follow them. You can't trim your way to seek love. You know what that word means. It means Judah. But if you ain't got what to take the work with, then I guess you got to violate Yahweh's rule. Then that's a strike against you. Because Yahweh tell you, as you are, so shall stranger be. He's showing you they don't put trap words in. The seer said the word Gentile is a trap word for nation. We got to deal with it. We see the word Gentile, which said nation. And when they squeal, then you go back and drop some on them. We see the word Jew. When they squeal, we go back and drop some on them. Now let's go drop some on them again. St. John chapter 4. Now we're going to ask the woman at the well again, huh? Now we got our big stick laying back there. Hey, Mother E, we got the big stick laying back there. And hey, Mother E, now the big stick is laying back in the background for what reason? Let's go to Exodus chapter 11, Mother E. Let's find why we got that big stick laying in the background. And Exodus chapter 11, verse number 7. What that stick is laying in the background. And so when we start talking our talk from this Bible, Mother, let's see what we can read in the 11th chapter, verse number 7. So when we start talking our talk, Mother, come on, let's talk about it. 11, verse 7, Exodus.
Exodus chapter 11, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus chapter 11, verse 7. But again, any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against a man or beast, that ye may know how that the Yahweh do put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel.
Mm-hmm. So, Mother, when the six anointed camps is talking, according to verse number 7, what's supposed to happen when we talk? When we talk, according to 11 verse 7, he's talking about all the rest of the nations. He gave them a name. When we're talking, according to 11 verse 7, can you break this down for the national audience? When we're talking, six anointed camps talking.
Okay. But against any of the children of Israel, shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know how that Yahweh do put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel.
So what's going on in that verse? So what are you saying, Mother?
What else young lion did, better dog not move his tongue against us man or beast.
Right.
So what he called all the nations?
A dog.
And they better not do what?
They better not move their tongue against us.
Mm-hmm. That Bible said that?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Latter-day Saints that said, you've got to give me a second witness. Well, all right. One second witness, Latter-day Saints. We'll give you a second witness. Brother Micaiah, goes to the 24th chapter. Let's go to 15. Let's see. Let's go to a lot of these things on the second witness on that. So that means the other nations, Yahweh gave them a name. He said that better not a dog move they tongue when we speaking. That we just got to read, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they want a second witness. We're going to the 15th chapter and see can we get a second witness. Now that if any argument, we'll hear the argument right here. We hear any argument, if anybody got something to argue about, we hear the whole argument right here by going to the 15th chapter and picking verse 21. And let's see exactly, is there any argument when we speaking and we say, better not a dog open his mouth while we speaking. Let's see on the right side of the book by going above Micaiah in the 15th chapter, verse 21. And we'll take it on down to verse number 27.
Look at Matthew chapter 15, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 down to 27. Verse 21 reads, then Yahweh the Son went there and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Verse 22, and behold, a woman of Canaanite came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Yahweh, you son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. 23, but he answered her not a word, and his followers came and bought and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. Verse 24, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the nation of Israel. Verse 25, then came she and worshipped him, saying, Yahweh, help me. Verse 26, but he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs.
Wait a minute.
Verse 47.
Wait a minute. Mother E. What do you call that woman, Mother E?
A dog.
Did he say that? Who said that, Mother E? Who said that?
Yeah, what is wrong?
You mean that's how he talked about the other nation, Mother?
That's what he said.
That what he said? Okay, well, hold that point, Mother. What do it say in the 40th chapter verse of Isaiah, verse number 15 and 17, Mother? What do it say we can read? Hey, Mother, the Bible is right, you know. So in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15 and 17 says what?
Okay, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a button and are counted as the small dust of the diamond. Behold, he taketh up the iron as a very little thing. Verse 16. Lebanon is not sufficient for to burn.
But see, now hold on. But when you read 16, see, now you bringing in, you see, Lebanon is where the Arabs be at. So that's another lesson. See, he letting you know them Arabs ain't eating. They ain't worth burning. Yeah. So, Oslam Malinka, man, but we ain't going to get into that. We will go bypass Oslam Malinka, man. He said, they ain't worth burning. That was the read in verse 16. We'll leave that alone. We'll get them another lesson. But read verse 17.
Read verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity.
So when Yahweh called that nation right down here in 26 a dog, so you see what we told the seer to write down. He said, concern all the rest of the nations in the eyes of Yahweh, they what, Mother? According to verse 17.
No,
according to verse 17. What the seer say they are?
Okay, verse 17. All nations before him are as nothing.
No, you make that plain. So, Mother, if you're clear about that, so all the other nations besides Israel, to Yahweh, they are as what?
Nothing.
Now, Mother, somebody got to teach this. See, when they be running their mouth, and you look right at that verse 17, and that's another nation talking, but in the eyes of Yahweh, they are what?
Nothing. That's nothing.
Is the Bible saying that?
That's the word. Hallelujah.
That was the seer said, right? And we read. He said, if you don't want to believe the seer, you're a fool. Isaiah said that. Isaiah was given that message by the minister spirit to Isaiah. You tell the children of Israel, anything outside of Israel they consider as what, mother?
Pardon me? Say that again.
Any nation outside of Israel in the eyes of Yahweh they consider as what, according to verse 17?
They consider it as nothing.
Now, Brother Titus, Ezra pulled that in 2 Ezra 6:54, and what did he say? Now, Ezra pulled that verse from Isaiah. Let's see any alteration. Let's see any alteration change. Let's see when Ezra the seer pulled that verse from Isaiah the seer. Let's see if he do any alteration in it. If they don't do no alteration in it, we got to see things out of their eyes. They said, and 6:54, let's read a little bit. Come on. Come on, Brother Titus.
The book of 2 Ezra, the seer, chapter 6, verse 54, reads, "And after these, Adam, also who you made Yahweh, all your creatures, of him come we all, and the people also whom you have chosen." Verse 55, "All this have I spoken before you, O Yahweh, because you made the world for our sake." Verse 56, "As for the other people, a nation, which also come of Adam, you have said that they are nothing. But
Wait a minute. What is it? It doesn't say Isaiah said?
That's right.
Yahweh?
It's the same thing you're supposed to say. He said the same thing Isaiah said. So all of a sudden now you playing patty cake, make dough man. Huh? You got to quote the Bible. If you want Yahweh to intervene, you got to quote the Bible. Now, he's quoting what Isaiah was way before he came. So all he's done was pull up what Isaiah said and pass it on. That's all you're supposed to do. You don't do the 233 trim your way to seek love. That's why we don't have what we have, and that's why Yahweh will not intervene, because you're not playing by the rules of the Bible. If you play by the rules of the Bible, we owe something. That's what all this land is for us. If we sit here waiting on somebody to do something for us, we'll be doing it for ourselves. When we do what we're supposed to do, watch Yahweh drop that dove on us so heavy, and you're going to say, my. All we have to do is do what Yahweh. Yes, that's all we have to do. Now, come on, read some more.
Okay. I'm going to steal the first half of verse 56. Okay.
But read that again. Start again. Read again. Sound good. All
right, 2 Ezra chapter 6, verse 56. "As for the other people, nation, which also come of Adam, you have said that they are nothing, but like unto spittle, and as like it the abundance of them unto a drop that falleth from a vessel."
Okay.
57. "And now, O Yahweh, behold, these nations, which have ever been reputed as nothing, have begun to be Yahweh's over."
Wait a minute. They was imputed as what?
Nothing.
Nothing from nothing leaves what?
Nothing.
Bottom line, y'all. See, if you understand what he's saying, I don't care what they show you. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You can't get nothing from nothing. It leaves nothing. Once you understand it, then whatever they got on the table, you know it temporarily. Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. Focus on what Yahweh got on the table for us to do and watch what Yahweh do. You got it? Good.
Okay. "It began to be Yahweh's over and to devour." Verse 58. "And we, your people, whom you have called your firstborn, the only begotten, and your fervent lover, are given to their hands." Verse 59. "And if the world not be made for our sake, why do we not possess the heritage with the world?"
You know why we don't possess it? Because we want to follow the other nation. We want to wear the gay clothing. We don't want to keep no feast days, Sabbath days. We want to kick against wearing the fringe, and that's the game changer. We doing everything contrary to Yahweh, right. And we won't know why ain't nothing happening. That's why we praise on right now. He can't even recognize you now. Because you're trying to follow nations that ain't what? They ain't what?
Nothing.
Thank you, Mo B of Israel. Excellent. Come on, come on, keep reusing Mo.
Okay. Why do we not possess the inheritance with the world? How long?
Because you're trying to follow the world. Because you're trying to follow the world. That's why. Go ahead.
How long should this endure?
Well, yeah, how long is going? How long? It's up to you. How long is going? It's going to endure. It's up to you. If you come back and Yahweh recognize you, it's on you. When you start keeping the Sabbath day? When you start doing a feast day? When you roll your hands up and look at south, east, north, west, and getting where you fit in at? When you donate to your own thing? When you put your own garden, put your own bricks down? When you don't take care of your own nation? But to the people of their nation, that in the eyes of Yahweh, they are what?
Nothing.
Or mother, dear of Israel, back up to 435. I think this one got the best of half of the class here. We ain't bringing in a hammer, so I guess we can leave that alone. We ain't getting no out there. We kind of getting kind of our neck start turning around like a barber doll peeking behind, see who in us. So we better leave that alone right now. Let's go to Mother B of Israel. What is it saying, 435?
Of
Daniel, of Book of Daniel. Let's see if Daniel the seer say anything different than anybody else. Did Daniel say anything different between what Isaiah said or Sack and Ezra? Is anybody talking any different? Or do they talk one way and that's the way it is? And all these can claim themselves going to be in the kingdom. Let's see how he's talking in 435 that we can read. Let's see what we can read.
Mm-hmm. Daniel, chapter 4, verse 35. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing.
Reputed.
As what?
As nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest you?
So, you see, Daniel is in captivity, but he's telling the three boys that he had anointed to be right. Listen, understand one thing. We're in captivity because of our own doing. But understand one thing. Anything you see, they ain't about nothing in the eyes of Yahweh. The only reason we're there because we have transgressed against Yahweh. That's the only reason we're there. Matter of fact, I hear you, WCC. See, you know you making a lot of statements. You got to get some second wind. Well, based upon Judah. Matter of fact, young line of Brother Micaiah. In 2 Kings 2, 21, 12 through 15, let me give you a case in point. Start with Titus and the third chapter, verse 6 down to verse 15. And Mother E had me 20 through 23 waiting on me in Jeremiah 3, 20 through 23. After Titus read Jeremiah 3, 6 through 15. But Brother Micaiah, what do we read in the 21st chapter, 12 through 15. 2 Kings 21, 12 through 15. What does it say? That we can read. And Mother D of Israel, help me Hosea chapter 5, 9 through 15. Have that waiting on me. Then we'll pause and bring Mother in, Mother Z, and the elder in to get a closing statement on take number 146. When do the reading start?
Okay, 2 Kings. Chapter 21, you want verse 12 down to 15?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Verse 12 reads, they proclaim a fast and set, I'm at 1 Kings. 2 Kings, chapter 21, verse 12 down to 15. Verse 12 reads, therefore, thus says Yahweh of Israel, behold, I am bringing such evil upon Yada, Judah, that whatsoever hear of it, that whosoever hear of it, both his ears should tingle. Verse 13. I will stretch over Yada, Judah, the line of Samaria, and the plummet of the house of Ahab. And I will wipe Yada, Judah, as a man wipes a ditch, wiping it and turning it upside down. Verse 14. And I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance and deliver them into the hand of their enemies, and they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies. Verse 15. Because they have done that which was evil in my sight and have provoked me to anger since the day their fathers came forth out of Egypt, even unto this day.
Hate that something.
He is the man of prayer. What is the man of prayer? He said he's pissing at you, but you won't do right. He said, I'm going to wipe you like a dish because you won't do right. Is that the man just saying?
Mm-hmm. No, I can't get nothing out of this crap. But the bottom line here is the man is saying.
Now, what is he saying on Jeremiah 3, 6 through 15? What is he saying? Young man, by Titus?
Jeremiah 3. He said Jeremiah six chapter 3, verse 22.
Yes. No, 6 down to verse 15. And Mother Eve, have me 20 to 23, Mother Eve. Have me 20 to 23 waiting. But Titus going to look at Jeremiah 3, 6 down to verse 15. What it say there, Titus?
Okay, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 16 to 15.
No, Jeremiah verse chapter 3, verse 6. Pick up verse 6 down to verse 15.
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 6, all the way down to 15. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 6. Yahweh said also to the days of Josiah the king, has you seen that which black line of Israel have done? She has gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree.
Hold that point. He said, look, he's telling Southern King, you see what old backsliding, old Northern Kingdom there? He said, listen, Southern Kingdom, you see what old backsliding, old Northern Kingdom, what they undid, and look what he's done there. They got off into everything contrary after leaving up under Judah. They got off on everything contrary. He said, now you seen what they did. That what he said? What did he say?
Have done. She has gone up to every high mountain and under every green tree, and there have played the harlot. Verse 7. And I said, after she has done all these things, turn you unto me. But she returned not. And her treacherous sister, Yada's soul. Verse 8. And I saw with all.
Wait a minute. What he call Yada? You see what happened to Northern Kingdom. And what he say? What did he call old Judah and see what happened to them? What would he call old Judah, old Southern Kingdom?
Treacherous.
Hate that. You know when you call a person treacherous, you a treacherous son of God. Hey, Mother E, what do it say in 13 of Jeremiah 8 through 10? Hey, Mother E, what can we read in the 13th chapter, verse 8 through 10? Let Jeremiah, he's talking pretty good. What if he say in 13 chapter 8 through 10? What else did he say about the lead tribe, Judah? Call them treacherous.
Jeremiah chapter 13.
Yeah, 8 through 10.
Jeremiah chapter 13, verses 8 to 10.
You know why you do that? Because, Mother, you pray all the time for old Judah. Come on back to class. Come to class. One of the six camps. We study. See what he called them? His name was Judah.
They treacherous.
Yeah.
If you don't keep the Sabbath day, you treacherous. If that was a man's name.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Let me tell him, look, come back, old treacherous dude. Stop. Keep the Sabbath day. Don't worry about who to your left, who to your right. Keep the Sabbath day and get the blessing of Yahweh with your treacherous self. Is that what he said?
That's
right. Thank you, Mother dear of Israel. I can't get nothing out of this class. Come on, read.
That's right. That's what it's
yeah,
Verse 8. Jeremiah chapter 3, back to me, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 8. And I saw where all of the causes whereby backslider Israel committed adultery. And I put her away to give her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sisters, Yada, did not, but went and played the harlot also.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Verse 9, and it came to pass through the lightning of her water, she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and stocks. That's 10. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister, Yada, had not turned unto me with her whole mind, but framely said Yahweh. Verse 11, and Yahweh said unto me, the black side of Israel, Lord Decatur, had justified herself. Born then treacherous Yada. Verse 12. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, you black side of Israel, Lord of the King, say Yahweh.
You're the man that's saying. See, you know, mothers, you know, the mothers mean well, but they always put the prayer about the old church Judah. Come on back to class. Stop all these problems you got not keeping this man, because the man going do you some, get that church off of you and stop ignoring the Sabbath day. You got six locations. Get in the one and learn something and be quiet and get that church off of you. That will read so far. What does it say? What does it say?
And I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, said Yahweh, and I will not keep anger forever.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. Only acknowledge your sin. If you have trespassed against Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Hold on, let me get in there. You see the man saying, but you gotta come clean. You gotta repent. You gotta acknowledge that you low down, you treacherous.
Yeah.
You can't just wipe your mouth off and I'm back. No, you gotta know you're low down, you treacherous. According to Yahweh. Ain't that what he's saying?
That's what he's reading.
Hey, mother, dear, if you're right. We read what he's calling you. Because you're the lead tribe.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to lead by example. That's what Paul was talking about. If we ever get back to Romans, he was saying, now, Judah, see, you've been thrown into captivity for a reason. You didn't want to do right, but not to go here. You were for a reason now to shake them back up. But if you don't lead by example, and you will remain treacherous, then what good is it? Well, come on, mother, give me a precept on that. Give me 5:13 of Matthew. Let me show you what you're good for. If you're not gonna take that stigma off money, you being treacherous, then this is what you're good for in the eyes of Yahweh. 5:13-16. Matthew chapter 5:13-16. We're gonna show you what you're good for. If you don't remove that treacherous off of you and get in order and take care of this man's business. What is that, Mother D of Israel?
Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Verse 16.
Yes, stay down.
Read 2:15-16.
Mm-hmm. Fell down 16.
Okay, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under the bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and honor your Father, which is in heaven.
So you see the man saying? Especially treacherous sons and daughter of Judah, you got to lead by example. You can't get caught in your feelings and your emotions. How you let your light shine? You ain't wearing no friends, didn't keep no Sabbath day, no feast day, ain't got your hands all out there in the garden doing nothing, just the silver sideline, backbiting, murmuring, and complaining. That's why he got these names on you. He told you later in the early part of the lesson, we read it, it's going to be rough. Somebody read in the early part of the lesson. Yo, but hey, Mother E, what you read in that 13 chapter 8 through 10?
Jeremiah chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. Then the word of the Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 9, thus said the Yahweh, after this manner will I mar the pride of Yahweh Judah, and the great pride of Yahweh Judah. Verse 10, this evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their mind, and walk after other false Yahweh, to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girl, which is good for nothing.
My mother. You know, I want to get in a little bit earlier, but I didn't get in. What he call old treacherous Judah, Southern Kingdom? What he call them?
Evil people.
See, Mother D of Israel, you know, she woke now on this. See, she woke on this right here. See, that's what I'm talking about. This people right here is what kind of people?
Evil people.
And they're good for what?
Nothing. Good.
Just like that girdle that you dug up after you left it out there and up under the mud for weeks, and you came back and pulled that girdle up and looked at it. He said, "Yup, this man ain't good for nothing." He said, "That's just like old Judy is. Ain't good for nothing." You see the man saying, "This is the man that made you. This is the man that said, Mother D up Israel and 5:4. Isaiah. Just look what the man said about you in 5:4 of Isaiah.
Isaiah.
5:4.
Isaiah chapter 5:4. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes.
Mm-hmm. You see, the man said, he said, what else could I have did? Now, here's the man with all the power. I could have gotten no more with all my power. I could have made y'all no more than what I did, the best, the cream of the crop. I want to sit back and brag on you, and then y'all want to get wild on me. So what he say going to do? Read a little bit more, Mother. Let's get a little bit more, and we'll pause and bring our healer back in and Mother Z in. Read a little bit more. Now,
right.
Now you know what he's doing now. He's looking at the Father. He's the Father. What else can I do? I mean, you gave me the instructions. Go down there and come down to a nation, pick a nation, make them the strongest, fastest, best nation on the top. What else could I have did? Why did he turn on me like this? Why is he treacherous now? Okay, verse, what's the next verse say?
Verse 5. And now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. Mm-hmm. I will take away the hedges mm-hmm. thereof, and mm-hmm. it shall be eaten up and break down the walls thereof, and it shall be trodden down. Verse 6, and I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned, nor dug, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no more upon it. Verse 7. For the vineyard of Yahweh of hosts is the family of Israel, and the men of Yahdah, his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold, oppression. For righteousness, but behold, a cry.
He hears the man saying, he's talking to his father. He said, listen, what if it could have been? And he told his ministry, get down there and tell that old seer down there how we feel up here. I mean, it's nothing we could have did no better than what we did for you. Mm-hmm. And look how, you know how you say in the street, is this how you going to play me? Is this how you going to play me after all I did for you? This how you going to play me? Huh? So, Brother Micaiah, look at Jeremiah chapter 21, 4 through 6. And Brother Titus, we're going to look at a verse and we're going to pause and bring our elder back in. And we're going to see something real quick. 21, 4 down to verse 6 of Brother Micaiah, what did it say of Jeremiah?
Brother Jeremiah, chapter 21, verses 1 through 6. Verse 1 reads.
Four through six.
Mm-hmm. In the book of Jeremiah 21, 4 through 6. Verse 4 mm-hmm. reads, thus says Yahweh of Israel, behold, mm-hmm. I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, wherewith you fight against the king of Babylon and against the Chaldeans, which besiege you without the walls, and I will assemble them into the midst of this city. Verse 5, and I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and in fury and in great wrath. Verse 6, and I will smite the inhabitants of the city, both man and beast. They shall die of a great pestilence.
So you see the man with all his power say? He said, I'll tell you what, any battles you get in after this point, I'm going to have the weapons to turn back and stick you. Now you see why we ain't won a battle since. Now you see why, because Yahweh is fighting against us with his mighty hand. That's why a little midget can come and say with the microphone, give me that corner, and we'll scatter like bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Because Yahweh hands against us, because we want to transgress against what he have told us to do. Judah? Now, Brother Titus, give me 24, verse 9 and 10. We're going to pause now. 24, 9 and 10 of Jeremiah. So you see this man, all his power. So he barely discussed it with us, Judah, because he's the lead tribe. You sitting on the sideline watching chain unfold, watching that one eye Satan, ain't putting no fringes on nothing. Just sitting there just peeping out the curtain or something. Yeah, well, I'm very angry with you as a nation. 24,
yeah.
9, and 10. What do you say?
The book of Jeremiah, the kids, chapter 24, verse 9 and 10. And I will deliver them to be removed unto all the kings of the earth, for their hurt shall bring reproach, and their proverb
and they took and they cursed in all places where thou should drive them. Verse 10, and I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them, so they be consumed from off the land that I gave unto them to their father.
So you're going to be scattering all the land for your good. Is that what it says? Is that what it says?
Mm-hmm.
In verse 9? No.
Consume off the land.
You'll be scattering all the land for your good. Is that what it says in verse 9?
No.
But
you know
well, you're what?
If thou would deliver them,
say
I
again,
would deliver them.
For your hurt.
Your hurt.
So you in every nation for your hurt. You over here, wherever, I don't care if it's a midget. He had a midget come and kick you on your ankle. You die in every land for your hurt. Because Yahweh is mad at you, Judah. He mad at you. That's why he called you treacherous. Because he's done all this for you, and look how you responded. You get in your feelings and get in your emotions, and everything you got written on the table, you do the Malachi 1:13. What does it say that, Brother Makai? What does it say? What does it do with Malachi 1:13? What does Judah do? Malachi 1:13.
Going over to the book of Malachi. Picking up at chapter 1, verse 13.
Because he's false. What half the time I got that?
Book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 13. Verse 10, read. You said also, behold, what a weariness is it? And you have done that.
You have snuffed that. You have done what again? You have snuffed that.
You have snuffed
that. It's a weary to serve Yahweh. You know, I don't want to wear no fringes. I want to be like the other nation. He done told you in the 20th chapter of Ezekiel, you can't be like them. I'm going to whoop you till you get right. Can't be like them. I made you to be example to the world. And 1:13 says, you say in your own mind, it's a word to serve Yahweh, and you have snuffed at it. We're going to stop right here and bring our elder back in and get his closing statement. See, Israel, Yada Judah. Listen, the man is mad at you, and that's why he's sending the six anointed calves now to get you back to come on back to the covenant. He going to turn out just about everything around the temple. There's one more piece left. And he's going to see what you do. You want his hands to be in there? Put your hands in it. Then he can put his hand in double. All right, let's bring our elder back in and get his closing statements for take number 146. Elder Mr. Tibbs, you're back on the clock, but take number 146 for your closing statement. You on the clock, come out.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, sir, as well. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast.
The WCC said your batteries are too low. Your microphone is breaking all up. You should try it back. They said try it, bag it up, and try it again. Did anybody else hear it? But Titus,
I heard it too.
Yeah, it's breaking up bad.
So, Ayala, your microphone is breaking up real bad. So, can you come again? Because everybody got their eyes on the elder to bring his closing statement on take 146. Come on, Ayala, Mr. Tip.
Okay, once again, Yahweh bless you, sir, as well.
All right.
And hopefully I can be heard with greatness at this time.
Hallelujah.
Because, you know, everything that we've been listening to so far, it gives us knowledge of Yahweh. And I'm sure everyone that's listening to our program will agree. The knowledge of Yahweh is power and wisdom. And to remind us of that fact, pick up the Bible. Take a look at Sirach chapter 6, verse 37. Let's see what that says. 37 says, let thy mind be upon the ordinance of the Yahweh, and meditate continually in his commandments or Torah instructions. He shall establish thine heart of mind and give thee wisdom at thy own desire. Well, we pick up what it says right there, and we know that what we read is true. And this is one of the reasons why we continually to welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to your life and open to you always with these exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost about Yahweh's word. learning how to connect the Bible books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this is done because you have not. This is information you all came to seek and now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you for this learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath, the current time is 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and online class starts at 2 to 5 until the members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use this and a Tribe Yada on any search line. After you click enter, just under Big Lion, you'll see choices. Click tithes and offerings and follow the instructions. Doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah Eli. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and also land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. We even have a calendar. Don't forget to check that calendar while there. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is another good feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, once again, look for that Voices of the True Israelites. And click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into the live online broadcast. Also, we're using two email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject counsel or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. Okay. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 learning camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling this number, do not call trying to teach. You will just receive a dull tone. As I said, the book of Sirach explains that, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless, have but one counselor over 1,000. You can also call the same number to order the 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. You may imagine the seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, even now in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line I mentioned of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call that number trying to teach. As I said, you will just receive a dull tone. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Remember, our program time is repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words to get there, Yahuwah Radio Live. Once again, choose Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, so we can get back to our normal broadcast, and get some more of this teaching that is very well needed out there, we'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel. You can say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right. Well, you know, the best part of the broadcast is getting ready to come up right now, so we've been bringing Mother Z in, and that's the best part of the broadcast, of the whole three-hour broadcast with Mother Z. And address this national audience and leave a little wisdom to this national audience. So we're going to bring Mother Z in by hand when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1. Mother Z, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahdah beat you at the C right.
Yahweh bless and keep thee, seer Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, I know you heard a whole lot out of take number 146. We want to hear what you're going to add to take number 146 and what the Almighty don't put on you to address this national audience, over 500,000 plus on the international side. You on the clock, come on.
I'm going to read for the national audience tonight Psalms chapter 39, and then I'm going to go to Job, and from Job to James. And I'm going to read 39 verse 1 down to, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3. Psalms chapter 39. Verse 1, and I say, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Verse 2, I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even for the good, and my sorrow was stinging. I'm going to go from there to Job chapter 2 and verse, Job chapter 2 and verse 10. But he said, Job chapter 2 verse 10, but he said unto her, just speak as one of the foolish women, woman. Speaking, why should we receive good at the hand of Yahweh, and shall we not receive evil in all this? Did not Job sin with his lips? And then I'm going to James. James chapter 3 verse 5. I'm going to start reading that verse 2. For in many things we offend not in words, the same is a perfect man and able also to bring the whole body. Verse 3. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Verse 4. Behold also the ship which tossed the ship with those that be they that be so great and are de-
driven fiery wind, they turned a rock with a very small hill. Whatsoever they goeth,
the governor
lists, verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member and both great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kills. Verse 6, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, so is the tongue among our members, that it defile the whole body and set on fire the court of nation, and it is set on fire of hell. Verse 7, for every kind of beast and of bird and of serpent and of things in the sea, it has been tamed for mankind. Verse 8. Mm-hmm. But the tongue can't no man tame it. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Verse 9. There will blessing we Yahweh, even the Father, and thou wilt curse we men which are made after the similitude of Yahweh. Verse 10. Out of the same mouth, pardon, blessing, and curses brethren, these things are out not so to be. These things not out to so be. Verse 11. Do a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter. Verse 12, and I'm gonna stop at verse 12. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olives? Varies either a vine fig, so can not no a fountain. Both year water and
fresh water.
Fountain both year salt water and fresh water. And I'm going to stop right there and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Well, all right. That's Mother Zeke. Remember, she addressed this broadcast mass order 6 times a week. It got me on the airway. She won't address it. Now, one thing. It's a message behind it. You just got to understand that this is a deep thinking to bring the message out to be brought out. All right. Let's get back to the broadcast now. Now, I'm going to see, can I pull a rabbit out of head on this, on these camps. I'm gonna see who catch this after Mother. Mother gonna read something. Hey, Mother D up Israel. We want to, remember you've been holding Hosea 5:9-15 for quite a long time. Now I'm gonna pull some. I'm gonna see who catch this after Mother reads this. Hosea chapter 5:9-15. Mother D up Israel. I'm gonna see. I'm going to check y'all out, see what y'all working with. After Mother Reed, Hosea 5:9-15. What's that, Mother D.F. Israel?
Hosea chapter 5, verses 9 to 15, verse 9. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel have I made known that which shall surely be. Verse 10. The prince of Judah were like them that removed the bounds. Therefore I will pour out my wrath upon them like water. Verse 11. Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment because he willingly walked after commandment. Verse 12. Therefore will I be unto Ephraim as a moth, and to the family of Yada as rottenness. 13. When Ephraim saw his sickness and Yada saw his wound, then went Ephraim to the Assyrians and sent to King Jared, yet could he not heal you, nor cure you of your wound. 14. For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion and as a young lion, to the family of Yagda, I will tear and go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue him. 15. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face in their affliction. They will seek me early.
So he made some pretty good information against these peoples. Now, so you say I'm gonna go back and watch it. All I'm gonna do, I'm gonna sit back and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm gonna do. Just gonna watch it. I'm gonna see what you're gonna do, because now Paul, Brother Titus, he addressed. And the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 44, he addressed somebody. And let's see what's going on. We're going to try to tie some in. We're going to Acts, chapter 13, verse 44. What did it say?
Yes, sir. The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 44 reads, "And the next 7 days came almost the whole city together to hear the word of Yahuwah."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 45. "But when Yada Judah saw the multitude, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul."
Hold that part. What kind of Yada Judah was this, Brother Titus? I mean, Micaiah 1:11, a Maccabees. Who just spoke against what Paul was saying. What kind of Judah was this? Maccabees 1:11.
Mm-hmm.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, "In those days went there out of Israel wicked men who persuaded many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the 17 nations that are bound about us. For since we departed from them, we have had much sorrow."
So we clear that when Paul was doing some business in Yahuwah, here come them old wicked Judah. Here come old wicked Judah. Let's see what he told Judah. What did he tell Judah again in 45?
Book Acts chapter 13, verse 45. "And then when Yahdah saw the multitude, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which was spoken by Paul, cursed the victim and blasphemed."
So you see, it's going to be the one that's going to be delivered. You're going to be looking just like you. Keep that in your mind. Always going to be somebody looking just like you. That's the one that's going to ease up you and try to lay that fatal blow on you. What happened next?
Verse 46.
What did Paul say?
Spoken by Paul. Okay, let me read verse 46. "Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it is necessary that the word of Yahuwah should be first be spoken to you. But seeing you have put it off from you and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life, Lord, return to the nation."
Good. And return to the nation, right? What happened in verse 47?
Verse 47. "For so had Yahuwah commanded us, saying, I have sent you to be the light to the nation, that you should be for salvation unto the ends of the earth."
Wait a minute now. Who's supposed to be the light to the nation for salvation to the end? Can anybody help me out on that one? Who's supposed to be this light? Although he's pulling prophecy, well, I tell you what, we'll leave that right there for a minute for time. We'll leave that right there because I want y'all to let it marinate on that right there. Now, Brother Micaiah, let's run to all that Romans chapter 11, verse 7 down to verse 15.
Okay. Get to that. Romans chapter 11.
We're gonna leave that on the table. Because Paul said it was necessary for you to do that. Mother E, precept that in 12, verse 7 and 8 of Zechariah. 12, verse 7 and 8 and a closing statement. 12, verse 7 and 8, give me a precept on that in 7 and 8. So we can clear about who, they're going to tell you who these Gentiles is. Right here. I shouldn't even tell you that. Yeah, give me a 12, verse 7 and 8. Remember, he said, Lord, we turned to a Gentile. Then he said, precept that. Okay. Let's find out what Gentile did they turn to. See, this is where the world jump in there. But let's find out what Gentile he turned to.
Book of Zechariah, chapter 12, 7 and verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Yahweh also shall save the tent of Yahweh Judah first.
He's going to serve the tent, I mean the camp of Judah first. So the first one he's going to save is the camp of Judah. That's the first one he's going to save. Go ahead and read.
Okay. That the greatness of the family of David and the greatness of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. Verse 8. And that day shall the Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, outside Judah, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the family of David shall be as Yahweh, as the ministering spirits of the Yahweh before them.
So you're telling Northern Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
when Southern Kingdom get there, don't give them no hard time and don't try to magnify yourself over there, you nation, you Northern nation, with that word called, the Gentile you're talking about is Northern Kingdom. Now, Brother Titus, give me Isaiah chapter 9 and look at verse 16 and 21 in closing statement.
Okay, chapter 9, verse 16 to 21. Okay,
hold on. Chapter 9, read me verse 8, 9, 16, and 21 in the closing statement. Chapter 9, verse 8, 9, then skip down to 16 and 21 in the closing statement. What does it say?
Go up to Isaiah, chapter 9. Verse 8 and 9, verse 16, and verse 21. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8 reads, Yahweh sent the word unto Israel, and it lighted up, and it lighted upon Israel. Verse 9, and all the people should know, even Ephraim, nor the king and the inhabitants of Samaria, should say, in the pride and saltiness of mine. Get down verse 16. For the leaders of this people called them to error. They that have led of them are destroyed. Verse 21. Manasseh, Ephraim, and Ephraim Manasseh, nor the Kedah, and they together should be against Yadah Judah, the son of the Kedah. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still.
So Yahweh is very mad at when Northern Kingdom raised their mouth against Southern Kingdom. Mm-hmm. He don't like that at all. He don't like that at all when you do such a thing. When you run mm-hmm. the mouth, he don't like it at all. He says his hand still stretched out against that. Give me a closing statement there, young line. I was excellent on your part. What the closing statement is on this take 146. You're on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to Book of Titus, chapter 1. This is our whole mission. Titus, I'm going to Book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 9. Hold fast the righteous word as ye have been taught, that ye may be able by sound doctrine and teaching both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Now, Mother E, in Ephesians chapter 1:18, can you help me out? Mother E?
Okay.
In a closing statement. 1:18 in the closing statement.
Okay. The book of Ephesians chapter 1:18.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 reads, the eyes of the Yahweh, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is riches of the greatness of his inheritance in the saints.
That was a big statement right here, but I'm gonna let y'all sweat on it. Now, did you hear what read one more time in the closing statement, Mother. Read one more time. Read one time.
The eyes of you, of your understanding, being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the greatness of his inheritance in the Frank, the 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't put that in 12 tribes, but he got a richness in somebody, something out here he got a richness in. He said he got a riches in, and we'll leave that like that for it. Now, Mother, dear, y'all give me a close second, Mother. Mother, I'm setting y'all up for a trap now. I'm telling you now. Take your front. Trapping you up. Wisdom, close and save me that, Mother. And Mother, Mother, dear, Israel, help me. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 5 and 14, waiting on me. Come on, Mother, close the statement. Come on.
Thank you, praising you. Thank you, praising Yahweh for the class. Thank you, praising Yahweh to be in the class. And I'd like to say to the class, Israel, hold on. Don't give up. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mother, although they're treacherous, still hold on, Judah, with your treacherous self. That's what our mother said, with your treacherous self. In your feelings, in your emotions. Now, Mother, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, 5 and 14.
Wisdom of Solomon.
5 and 14. Yes, ma'am. Chapter 8, 5 and 14.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 5 and verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5. If riches be a possession to be desired in this life, what is richer than wisdom that worketh all things? Verse 14, I shall set the people in order, and the nation shall be subject unto me.
Read verse 5 again, Mother.
Verse 5, if riches be a possession to be desired in this life, what is richer than wisdom that worketh all things?
Mother, and Mother, back up to Second Chronicles for a minute. But I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm just gonna throw it out there. I'm gonna just make y'all comprehend on this right here. And Second Chronicles, see, you said wisdom is better than what again?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What wisdom is better than
wisdom?
What?
Psalm chapter 8, verse 5. If riches be a possession to be desired in this life, what is richer than wisdom that worketh
now,
all things?
Yeah, verse 14.
Verse 14. I shall set the people in order, and the nation shall be subject unto me.
But he gonna do that what kind of way in our verse 5? What kind of way he gonna do all this again in verse 5 again?
If riches be a possession to be desired in this life, what is richer than wisdom that worketh all things?
And Revelation 2:9 says what?
Oh, we're going to Revelation.
Yeah,
okay. 2:9.
What do 2:9 say?
Okay.
Now, I hope y'all. I ain't gonna say that. I'm just gonna throw it out there. I'm gonna see who catches this. I'm just gonna 2:9. What does it say?
Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. I know your works and tribulation and poverty.
Yes.
But thou art rich.
And I know the blaspheming of them would say.
Go ahead.
Okay, we'll say they are Jews, Yada, and are not, but are the synagogues of Satan.
Well, no, well, come on, mother. Now, come on, mother. You fumbling all around like you got a hot thigh in your hand. Read that verse again. And now, you know when you see the word Jew, just put Jew there and keep it moving. But read that 2:9 one more time. Now, he brought out something. I ain't going to say nothing. 2:9.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. I know your works and tribulation and poverty.
Stop it there, mother. Hold, right there. Who's he talking? Who are you talking about? Who are you talking to? About who?
He's talking about Yahdah.
Good.
Judah.
So he's telling Judah, hey, Judah, I know about you. Now, you're talking to Judah, right? Go ahead. What are you telling Judah? What are you telling Judah?
But thou art rich.
Wait a minute, but who rich?
Judah.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And I know the blaspheming of them which say they are Judah.
Uh-huh.
And are not.
Good.
But. Okay.
Good. That's good. Now go to Ezekiel 39, verse 21, the closing statement. 39:21.
Okay. 39:21. Okay, let me get there. 39:21. Okay. Oh, my. Ezekiel 39.
Mm-hmm. 21.
Ezekiel 39, verse 21. And I will set my greatness among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them.
Hmm. Okay, we leave it like it is. What's your closing statement is, mother? I'm not gonna say nothing. What's your closing statement here? We gonna deal with Micaiah on the end of this. I ain't gonna say nothing. But he'll drop a bombshell, and when he's going back, and Brother Micaiah helped me, Romans chapter 11, 7-15, waiting on me. We're gonna start at verse 7. We're gonna get warmed up. Come on. What's your closing statement is behind that, mother? He'll drop a nugget big time in this, but we'll leave it there for a minute.
Thank you.
Okay.
Paul going to say something. Close statement. You're on the clock. Come out. Catch your wind tonight.
Okay.
The clock.
Psalm 76. And Yahdah Judah is Yahweh known. His name is great in Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Now, Brother Micaiah, in Romans chapter 11, Paul is going to do some talking. Let's find out what he says in verse number 7. Let's go one verse at a time.
Okay. The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 7, down to 15, picking up verse 7.
Yeah, but I'm going to cut in on you on something. I'm asking something. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Verse 7. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seek for, but the election hath attained it. And the rest.
But wait a minute. Hold that point right there. Okay, hold that point right there. Israel hath not obtained what they've been seeking for, but for what reason they have them, hold that point, bag up, because this is the reason they have them in 2 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 15. This is the reason that Israel, Northern King, haven't attained what they've been seeking for. Here go your reason right here. In 2 Chronicles 11, verse number 15.
The book of 2 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 15. 15 reads, and he ordained him priest for high places and for the devil.
So that's the reason they haven't attained what they've been looking for, because they worship the who?
The devil.
So the northern king, the reason they ain't attained nothing, because they worshiping the devil. That's why they ain't got nothing coming. That's why when they came over here in a place called America, they still brought the same practice, worshiping the devil over here. Regardless of what you see them did over here, they were worshiping the devil over here. What happened next?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want me to go back to the Romans?
Yeah. Come on back to Romans now.
Right, Romans chapter 11, picking it up at verse 8. Verse 8 reads, according as it is written, Yahweh has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear until this day.
Hold that point. So Northern Kingdom can't see nothing until this point. So he'll put that slumber on them because of what they worshiping, and you watch any of the Northern Kingdoms, right now they often do Christianity and Roman Catholic Church Christianity, 90% of them, and that's why you be seeing on the Sabbath day, they banging all type of things, even around the temple site on the Sabbath day. See? They worship the devil, the Northern Kingdom. Go ahead.
Verse 9. And David said, let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Verse 10. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. Verse 11. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Yahweh forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, the nations.
Wait a minute. Did they stumble? Who stumbled for salvation to come to the Northern Kingdom? What do you mean? What happened? Hold that point right there. What happened? That's right in Malachi chapter 2. What happened? How did they stumble? What happened to them? Go to Malachi chapter 2. Did they stumble? What happened to them? Malachi chapter 2, 10 and 11, 14 down to verse 17.
The book of Malachi chapter 2, verse 10 and verse 11. And then 11 down to...
No, 14 and 17. We'll get a fresh start on this Wednesday. Go ahead.
Okay, the book of Malachi, chapter 10 and through 11 and 14 down to 17. Verse 10 reads, have we not all one Father? Have not one Yahweh created us? Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our Father? Verse 11, Yahdah Judah had dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Yahdah Judah. For Yahdah Judah has profaned the righteousness of Yahweh, which he loved, and had married the daughter of a strange Yahweh. Verse 14, yet you say, wherefore? Because Yahweh have been witness between you and the wife of your youth, against whom you have dealt treacherously. Yet is she your companion and the wife of your covenant. Verse 15. And did not he make one? Yet had he the residue of the spirit, and wherefore one, that he might seek a Yahweh seed. Therefore take heed to your spirit and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. Verse 16, for Yahweh, the Yahweh of Israel, said that he hated putting away. For one covered violence with his garment, says Yahweh of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, that you deal not treacherously. Verse 17, you have wearied Yahweh with your words. Yet you say, wherein have we wearied him? When you say, everyone that do evil is good in the sight of Yahweh, and he delight in them. For where is the Yahweh of judgment?
Go to Jeremiah 31 for a minute. 31 there, young man. 31. So remember, Northern Kingdom is worshiping the devil. Southern Kingdom fell off. 31, verse number 6. 31:6.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 6. 6 reads, for there shall be a day that the watchman upon the mount of Ephraim shall cry, arise you, and let us go up to Yadah-Judah, unto Yahweh, our Yahweh.
Okay. Go to the 11th chapter. What have to happen for that to happen? Go to the 11th chapter, verse 12 of Isaiah.
Go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, picking up at verse 12. Go over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 12. 12 reads, and he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather the dispersed of Yadah-Judah from the four corners of the earth.
So Judah is in four corners of the earth because of what reason? And Luke 21, verse number 21 to 24. He's in four corners of the earth. Four corners of the earth.
Going to the book of Luke, chapter 21, picking up at verse 21 down to 24. 21 reads, then let them which are in Yadah-Judah flee to the mountain, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the country enter thereinto. 22, for these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. 23, but woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. 24, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Yadah-Judah shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, the nations, until the times of the Gentiles, the nations be fulfilled.